Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Cairo for talks aimed at securing a ceasefire as mediators increase efforts to reach a deal before Israel attacks Rafah in Gaza's south. Senior officials have said they plan to discuss Israel's response to its latest ceasefire proposal, which Hamas received on Friday. Hamas is calling for a permanent end to the war and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. But Israel has only offered a temporary ceasefire to free around 130 hostages still in captivity and to allow more aid to be delivered. Israel's foreign minister indicated on Saturday that the planned assault on Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering, may be stalled if a deal to release hostages is secured. The Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has told the World Economic Forum the U.S. is the only country that can prevent the invasion. In a translated speech, he said he also fears Israel is planning to forcibly deport Palestinians from Gaza and the West Bank.
Israel needs someone to force it to stop, to convince Israel that this is unacceptable, and the only country in the world that can do that and which we hold responsible is the United States of America.